Let's go to State Senator Mark Schessler from Ritzville, former Senate Majority Leader, someone who has seen more legislative sessions, I think, than any other legislator down there. I'm counting 31, Mark Schessler?
Your count's right.
All right. Very good. So you've gone through a lot of legislative sessions. Let's just take the broad view and move in from there. How would you rate this legislative session based on all the sessions you've been through?
I think you have to put it in the bottom three. Everybody has their definition of worst, but I would say one of the three worst sessions I've ever seen.
Because?
Okay. If you are a proponent of the Second Amendment, normally liberals are good with maybe one gun bill a year. This time it was three that I think all are questionable constitutionality. If you care about sustainable budgets, I have real issues with that. If you are concerned about really fixing the Blake decision, not just pretending, you have a problem. If you look at our response to crime, it's right down near the bottom. The only good thing you say is there was no obvious tax increases.
Okay. Let's, again, as I said, zero in from there. There was an attempt at one point to raise, to allow local jurisdictions and the state to raise property taxes every year up to 3% with no voter approval. Currently, it's just 1%. They wanted to triple that to 3%. What happened?
Well, I think some of them may actually listen to their constituents. If I talk to the person who's my landlord in Olympia, she'll tell you property taxes are probably her biggest complaint about government, and she is probably a moderate person.
So that went down.
That went down. And the scary part is, obviously, local governments can do it without a vote of the people. In the legislature, it would be a back of the budget item you would see when you read the budget after it passed. Oh, they're taking the full 3% increase. How did that happen? So it's a pretty backdoor way to something pretty awful.
Okay, and they did not, they were not able to pull that one off.
That could have taken us to number two, maybe number one in many people's eyes.
Okay, in terms of worst legislative session ever. Let's go next to Jay Inslee, wanted to break the state's debt ceiling in the name of housing. And he wanted, I believe, $4 billion. What happened there, Mark Schessler?
Well, reality set in. I will say, to the Senate Democrats' credit, they have been extremely cautious of bond issues, no matter how relevant the subject was. That was DOA in the Senate. The other thing that was DOA was borrowing from the debt limit for next biennium for the capital budget. Fiscal responsibility, to Jay Inslee, is just a theory.
No. Okay, so let's move from there to the two issues. There's a lot of things the legislature could do. There were two things I thought they had to do. The first thing they had to do was fix the anti-police chase law that they passed 2 years ago. The result of passing that law has been that police are no longer allowed to chase car thieves. Even if someone steals a car in front of a police officer, the officer has to simply watch them drive away. If they are chasing someone who's speeding on the highway and the person continues to speed, the police just have to let them go. If someone shoplifts a bunch of stuff and piles it into the car and takes off, the police, again, even if they're there at the store trying to block them in, if they get out and drive, the police just have to let them go. What did the legislature do about this monstrosity?
A very weak response. The thing I look at right away that we see as far away from your listeners as Pullman is car theft. You can't pursue a car thief. many stolen cars are used in commission of a crime.
Yep.
I voted against it. I said, you know, it's a name-only bill. It's not what we really need to give law enforcement the tool back they really deserve.
Okay. And I will also point out that defiance of police, meaning refusal to pull over, tripled, almost tripled in 1 year. The state death on the highway toll, deaths from crashes, accidents, road rage, etc., hit 745 last year. That is a 30-year high, and a lot of people say that it's directly attributable to police not being able to ensure, you know, safe driving on the highway by chasing down those who are being reckless. Go ahead, Mark Chesler.
Well, it's not a coincidence that we may be the nation's leader in car theft. I don't think that's a coincidence, John. And it doesn't matter whether you have a beautiful new Lexus or a $2,500 beater. It's wrong, and it disproportionately hurts those lower-income people that are still driving a $2,500 car and hope it keeps running.
You know, thank you for mentioning that, Senator Chesler, because if you don't own a home, the most valuable thing you own is a car. And what the Democratic majority in both the House and Senate is saying is, we don't think it's that big a deal. We don't think it's that valuable. And we don't even think police should be able to pursue someone who steals your car, even if they steal it right in front of them or right in front of the officer. This really is especially egregiously unfair to poor people who need their vehicle to get to work, who need their vehicle to get around. They say, well, take public transit. Public transit might take you to between 30 and 40% of the jobs available. A car will take you to 100% of the jobs available. So most poor people do get around in automobiles. Was there anything good in this legislative session that came out of it, Mark Chesler?
Well, I think we did a good job with the capital budget. We scrubbed the couch cushions, and I think we made a great response. My Democrat colleagues will say we made a great response in housing. I think we made a great response in higher education, water, K-12, $100 million in small school repair grants.
Okay.
And we did it within the existing debt limit. And the entire way, I was in the room with Senator Mullett, and
Mark
we negotiated
Mullett,
as the Senate.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I mean, I think that was the way the people would like to see it work. Live within your means, work together. That was relatively easy.
We have 60 seconds. You say this budget that they passed, approaching $70 billion, is not sustainable, meaning we don't have enough money coming in to keep this kind of budget going.
Well, many of the new things are entitlements. Then you add $500 million potential legislative swamp in Olympia. There's a lot of things that make this questionable down the road. Reagan told us the closest thing to eternal life is a government program. Try ending it when the economy turns down.
There you go. Senator Mark Chesler from Ritzville. It's always great having your plain-spoken wisdom here on our airwaves. I appreciate you taking the time.
Great to be back, John.